Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. AJ, you want to introduce this?
No.
How was AJ's tongue this week? Hello?
Hello.
Does AJ know?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Chaz and AJ. Connecticut Lottery Second Chance. Flubble Montage.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Taking a picture of a woman's foot?
Nope.
Okay.
Next. No, like, you know, like, you're going to ask everybody else the same question?
Bill, have you?
No, I have not.
Ashley?
Definitely not.
Okay.
You can't blow out a candle with a nylon stocking over your face.
Thank
he
you. See that?
Did it.
What do you call that? The Mythbusters thing? No. It wasn't a flubble.
Debunked?
Yeah, I debunked the TikTok theory that you cannot blow out a candle with a stocking over your head.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah.
All right. thank you, Eric. Andrew, appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you.
I almost combined Andrew and Meriden.
I noticed that.
Eridan.
My name is Eridan.
Yeah.
Doggies and strollers are fine.
Doggies.
Doggies.
Dumb thing you did that sent you to the ER. Ronna, what's that? It's Billy's band member, Mike Del Judas, who's from Long Island.
Yep. Many friends, many years, yep. Wow.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, why are you coming out?
Sunblock on.
Just put your clothes on. Just lay in bed then or something. Yeah. What the hell?
Thank you for having
maybe the guy by accident, the first shot. Hey, oh. That wasn't supposed
that
to happen.
Now?
Yeah, like maybe he wasn't supposed to do that. Like he did by accident. They happened to catch and said, you know, looks pretty cool. We'll just keep in the film.
Yeah.
Like if I went to like skateboard, I actually six fills.
Like if you meant to make sense, and then it didn't happen, and we just left it on the show.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Wait, I know what you just did there. Is there a bad one? If it's point up and it stabs in the roof of your mouth, that's sad right there too. Brings tears to your eyes. Just saying. Why is it looking at my nuts? I get that look from everybody. They're shaking their head. I'm like, what?
You go into this weird accent, and then I know a fubble's coming.
This is true. Just saying. Why is it looking at my nuts?
All
right.
So download the All Town Fresh app right now. Google Play or the iOS store.
And the cool thing is, the Sleep IQ data shows the sleep user their 360 smart bed.
Yeah,
the tip of his finger.
There's nothing there. They were talking about the damage to his nail. It's like, well, there is no nail.
No nail.
Yeah.
Right. He did sort of blame himself.
No, he did. He owned up to it. He looked right in the eye, right in the laser, rather, with his eye.
Yeah.
That was not a flubble. That was just a misappropriation of words. No. Get your flubbles right. Tomorrow morning at 8, ending Sunday morning at 9. I'm sorry, 8 as well. Yep, here we go. Anyway, except for the shoreline. You know what? I need some friggin' light in here. Okay.
Kid's head goes through the banisters.
Yeah. Like, yes.
That's the fire department.
Fire department.
We need them.
Yeah.
And that just so you just know, you butter. Can't plug your ears decide to work against you when you play.
Head
at a casino. That's kind of caveman-ish.
Ahoo.
Yeah, ahoo and no mummy. We're hanging out today.
He's very tall, so he kind of looks like a caveman.
Ahoo.
Caveman might be
hunched over. Yeah, constantly running.
Put
from
that hanger back on your
what
head.
What's wrong with you?
Have you ever seen the chart?
Yeah, the evolution chart. Otherwise known as your dating chart. She had almost erectus a couple of times.
I'm joking.
So
Ashley.
Right.
So back to it.
Back to who? Channel 3 Biller Associates public insurance adjusters early warned whether sunny today, most sunny, cool, less humid, but nice day. Had something in my throat. Go ahead, click.
Choking.
Mid-70s. Well, it's supposedly like a speed pass. Like
doing it online.
You get it faster.
Is the best.
Because you pay for it already, so you're not like, you hang out money to them, they hand you back your change. Everything's all taken care of. Just come by, grab it, and go. I don't do it, but
do you have any coffee today?
A little bit. Well, I can tell.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Good. And that means that one person is special and not everybody's special. So if in unison they all wanted the same prom theme and the same prom song, it would be a big difference. What's wrong with me? You go to a different dealer, redeem it there.
Maybe.
Plus, it might have been big.
Wow.
But like $10 ones. $10, $100 here,
What's that now?
Yeah. Like they're like, I'm looking for this number over here. This happens. I know what you people are doing. You're leading me down that path where I'm going to flubble to your Friday montage. Remember that from Cheech and Chong? Was it the next movie?
Let me play the audio.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, let's not talk about the movie.
I have lots of coffee in me. Go, go, okay. Okay.
Go, go, go ahead.
Do what you're gonna do. I'll be here.
Wow, wasn't even close.
Where does one get their brain repaired?
On the phone is Eric Hummel, owner and vice president of marketing of Hummels. Good morning, sir.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good,
morning.
Thanks. We all have our grills ready.
Yep.
We're going to be making hot dogs. We need some tips.
Grilling tips?
Yes. First, start with Hummels.
Well. I think that's good.
Dating tips.
I was thinking the stock market, possibly, or how to wash my car.
He was smart enough to ask because he knows what show he's on.
This is true. This is very true. Man's no dummy. Nope.
Well, biggest hot dog weekend of the year. And
is that right?
Really?
You know,
I would think 4th of July, too. Yeah. You know. People are eating, grilling.
No, it's
Joey Chestnut eating all his hot dogs then. It's like,
oh, love that.
See?
Yeah, it's bigger than 4th of July. I think everybody's ready for the first grilling of the season.
Okay.
And
how many hot dogs do you think Hummels will sell in, you know, the week leading up to Memorial Day?
A lot. Hundreds and thousands of pounds.
That's a lot of wieners.
Hundreds and thousands of pounds. Wow. He doesn't even do it in accounting the dogs.
Yeah.
It's in weight.
Yes. That's true.
In weight.
5 pound bags. So, yeah. I don't know if you guys had a chance to try our bratwurst made with the Two Roads beer yet.
Ooh.
I'd be willing to try it.
That's a new one.
Okay. I'm writing it down. The first thing I'm doing when I leave here is I'm going to the market and I'm buying some Hummels.
Nice.
And getting my Saturday food stuff together.
So like the Red Hots.
What's this now? The bratwurst. All right.
Yeah, the Red Hots.
Red Hots are great.
Red Hot.
They're hot, too. If you like spicy hot dogs.
Bratwurst Two Roads. What do you put on that?
Yeah.
Like, what do you, you know, you all right, so you make the hot dog, you put it on a roll. What do you put on a dog like that?
I just put a little mustard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little bit of mustard.
That's it.
You want to taste the hot dog or you want to taste the brat.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people load it up and they can't really taste the hot dog, but
that's a good
point. Like a little bit of mustard on mine.
Yeah, when it's that well made, that's the star of the show. Just let it be the star.
Yeah, you bury the cheap stuff. This is good stuff.
That's why we laugh about the Chicago dog. There's so much, you know, the lettuce and the celery salt and the pit, all that. You can't even
tomato, pickle, relish.
Right.
It's so, all over the place.
Yeah, that's stupid. It's like a salad where they threw a hot dog in it.
Yeah, it's a bad dog underneath. That's why they're hiding it.
Yeah. They always say it tastes like a warm bologna sandwich.
Right.
All right.
It's the reason why cats bury the poop in the box.
So you won't put any, like, sautéed onions, peppers, any of that stuff on your hot dogs?
No, not on my hot dog. No.
Wow.
No, he wants
that's
a pure
interesting.
Dog.
You're a purist.
To be honest with you, when I have a hot dog on the grill, I just put the hot dog. I just want the taste of the hot dog on the, you know, the barbecue. I just want that flavor.
Oh,
I don't put anything on, just the hot dog and the bun. That's it.
I think it depends on your bun. Because like if you have a good quality bun, like you're not afraid to put more things on it. But if you're buying like a cheaper store bun, the more stuff you put on, that thing's tearing apart. You're just holding the wiener in your hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
well, we've all been there.
Yeah.
That was Ashley.
Yeah, I was shocked that
speak
was
for yourself.
like a nice brioche hot dog roll.
Yep, exactly.
Put anything on that, it'll hold.
Yep.
And it's got a great flavor to it, too.
Well, the good quality potato rolls are good, too.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
those. Like a good chili dog, though.
I went through a phase with the potato rolls.
Yeah.
Chili. All right, so you'll put chili on your hot dog.
Chili dogs are great.
It's got to be a good chili, though.
Yeah, I like a bowl of chili and a hot dog. When I combine them, I'm not getting bowl. If the hot dog's good, I don't want to drown it out in the chili. And if the chili's real good, I don't want the hot dog to take away. I want them separate because I just love a good chili and I love a good hot dog.
Yeah, but chili dogs are great, but don't wear white shorts while wearing them. What, eating them? Could you wear them?
Like,
just ruin my shorts.
Just don't wear pants.
I meant dropping, and that what happens afterwards.
I love poop jokes.
But now on hamburgers, you got to make sure you cook your hamburgers, you know, fully through. A lot of people undercook them.
I don't.
No. Like a little pink in the middle.
A little pink in the middle.
Yeah.
I need like rare. Like I like it to moo at me.
Right.
Like
I do.
That's too rare.
Not good.
Yeah, so you're flirting.
Our hamburgers are made. sorry.
No, go ahead.
Hamburgers are made to cook from frozen.
Oh.
Which makes it a lot easier.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're using a fresh patty, make sure you keep it face down, heat it up until the other side, you start to get color on the other side, then it's time to flip it and cook that side all the way through.
That's your method.
Tell me if this is, so I saw AJ cooking, but we were over at Arts TV.
He schooled me one day.
Yeah.
He really did.
He's making burgers.
Yeah.
And he just consistently is taking a spatula.
Flip, smack. Flip, smack.
Pushing it down.
I did. That was bad.
Squeezing the juice out of it.
Don't squeeze the juice out.
Every 3 seconds out of nervous habit, he would just flip it.
Yep.
It was like 18 times into flipping the spray on my AJ. I got to show you something here.
Yeah, no, and you did. And I do make it your way from now on.
Oh, well,
thank you.
Not my way. It's
the way you showed me.
It's the standard.
So,
it's
like you're like taking a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and squeezing the jelly out. You know what I mean? Like, you're literally taking the flavor out of your thing.
You're right, though.
Just for the record, that's bad, right?
So,
well, it must have been a dry burger by the time you were done doing that.
Start a fire with it.
That's why. his first batch he uses as charcoal.
I just use two burgers and I rub them together. And there's a campfire.
You clean the grill with them after.
I do. I also exfoliate my face.
Eric Hummel, owner and vice president of marketing for Hummel's on. I never knew until just minutes ago
that
this is the biggest hot dog weekend of the year.
Wow. I did not know that.
That's incredible. But it makes sense.
We should say something right
now. I'm going to have like 30 of them this weekend.
Oh, I love hot dogs. It is always going to be a long weekend. It makes sense. 4th of July, it sort of can fall anywhere. So, yeah, when you think about it, it's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, summer's here. It's hot dog season.
I didn't get those big packs of hot dogs, like 30 hot dogs. You're like, I'm going to make all of them.
I do that.
Yeah. And you get them all lit like a parking lot. Flip, 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 flip.
Eric, do you cut the dog, or do you leave it? Do you not cut the dog? Do you cut it down the middle?
No, like a split?
You split it.
Well, every once in a while I'll split. You mean kind of like butterfly him?
Yeah.
But I don't little slits in it.
Yeah, I score.
I'll cook it it'll burst open, and instead of cutting it, I like to keep them on the grill until it kind of breaks open.
Like rippers.
I like a well done hot dog.
Yeah, rippers, man.
Wow.
I love those. Yeah.
So sounds you great. Like it black, like the skin black?
Yeah. I like it nice and well done.
Oh, wow.
And when you let the casing burst open, it gets nice and crispy. It's got a great bite to it. Flavor's fantastic.
Yep. Rippers
and
are great.
And even skinless. Yeah. I leave them on the grill, well done.
Yeah.
I learned to like those hot dogs because everyone else in my family growing up didn't like the burnt ones. So if I ate those, I got more.
Yeah,
right.
You know, when somebody messed up, I was like, I'll take those. So I just adapted right away.
To the point where you would distract the cook?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get him out here playing soccer.
Pull a fire alarm, hope for the best. You know?
He ate all the hot dogs.
All right, so you got to... So interesting. All right, so you won't cut yours. You'll cook it till the skin's black or rips open.
Yeah, by itself.
Put it on a bun. Do you toast the bun?
Not usually, no.
Oh, man.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
For me, that's a must.
Right. See, yeah, I can eat an untoasted bun.
And then just mustard.
Yep. Now, do you toast your bun on the grill?
Mm hmm.
Or how do you do yours?
I lay on the sun for a while. Sorry. Sorry.
Well, I know with the New England roll, you can actually put it in the toaster, and it comes out nicely that way.
Yeah.
Mm. And those are the ones with kind of the flat sides on it. It's a top split roll.
Yeah. Yep.
I do it on the grill, but I do it off burner. So you know what I mean. I do it on this where it's still warm, but it's not going to be at the flame and get messed up.
The higher burner,
right? I keep it there so it just gets that heat. And I put a little bit of I already have like some butter that I melted and I rub it on there so it gets a little bit of crispness.
Nice.
To it.
Okay.
That's why I like the potato rolls.
You if you put butter on it.
Well, I already told you. So
do you butter your buns?
you and butts.
With the potato rolls, you don't need the butter. They got enough like starch and sugar in there. You could just throw them on and they get the nice crispiness. Right, whatever.
And the brioche by itself.
Can you tell that Ashley, her entire life, just gets handed a hot dog?
Yes.
Here you go, Ashley.
Her extent of preparing a hot dog is probably putting ketchup on it.
Right.
I'm not the griller. Eric is the grill king at my house.
And she probably makes like a little design with the ketchup.
No, it's cheese. It's melted American
Disney.
Yeah, it's melted American cheese, and then one line of mustard and one line of ketchup.
Oh, geez. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I would try that. That doesn't sound bad.
And then mom cuts into little pieces for her.
I can chew my meat.
And sticks toothpicks in them.
Honey, here come the choo-choo. No, 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 no.
I can cut my meat just fine.
Yeah, okay.
What are your thoughts on ketchup on a hot dog, Eric?
We usually cut that off at age 11.
Yeah. Hey, it's delicious.
100% right.
Seriously, right.
You know, it's interesting. I think the same thing, but when I do have one, I'm like, I can see how these people do it.
Yeah. No, it's got to be mustard or by some maybe A1 steak sauce is good.
Yeah.
Or sriracha sauce is good.
I like sriracha mixed with mustard is amazing.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Or horseradish mustard. I like that too. That's especially awesome. With a brat, something like that.
Yeah,
hell
yes. Flavor. That's made for that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. But just ketchup and cheese is like. Do you have a chocolate milk with that too, or what?
A yoo-hoo.
Look at me, a yoo-hoo.
Oh.
Eric, what were you saying?
Now I'll put ketchup on kielbasa.
Kielbasa on the grill is amazing.
Yeah, that's mustard. That's like
I'm a mustard person.
Like a stone ground mustard. Yeah. Like,
do you ever make kielbasa on the grill when you use barbecue sauce?
Really?
Fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God,
I've never done that.
Oh, my God, yeah, you want that. You definitely want that.
Really?
Yes, you do.
And turn the temperature down and wait for the brown sugar and the barbecue sauce to caramelize.
And just glaze
and that
on it, man.
Fantastic.
Just stays on there. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep, you want that.
And you put it on a roll or
I do that with a burger.
You can do it in roll, you can eat it by itself, little potato salad on the side. Yep. Go for it.
If you want to know if I don't like your hot dog or hamburger, if I start putting your coleslaw on my hamburger or hot dog, I don't like your hamburger or hot dog. I do that because I like coleslaw, and I know no one really eats it. So I'm like, it best be with a crisper coleslaw, not like a super wet one. Yeah. I'll do that to go, well, at least I'll eat coleslaw on bread.
But coleslaw on a hot dog is really good, too.
It is, but when a hot dog's really good, you don't want to lose it in the coleslaw.
No, you don't.
Very true, yes.
So absolutely.
I'm getting so hungry right now.
When you're talking about Eric Hummel, owner and VP of marketing of Hummel's, on the phone here, just talking about cooking this weekend. I have a barbecue burger that I make. I actually got this idea from somebody else. So you, when you flip the burger, you put blue cheese, barbecue sauce, and a couple thin slices of dill on it.
Nice.
And then you do what they do over at the American Canteen. You take the top of the bun and you put it on the burger as it cooks that second side.
Yeah, right.
You put the bottom face down on the grill. And then when you got that toasted, you take the bottom of the bun, flip it over. It's still on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
You take the burger and you put it on that bun, still on the grill.
Yep.
And then when it's done cooking, you put it on the plate upside down so the bigger side of the bun is collecting grease.
That's actually supposed to be the bottom of the.
That's right.
Yeah. I didn't know until like about a year ago.
Oh, try that sucker.
That's good. What time should I be there?
Thanks for the invite. Yeah. I will try it.
You did. Yeah. That is a sober man's move because if you are drunk, that is all over your grill.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like you have to really time that well.
Yeah, 15 coronas in, not so much.
Yeah, the next day it looks like you murdered someone. Yeah. So you having a family cookout? What do the Hummels do?
We
they rejoice.
We look out the window and watch the weather.
Okay.
I'll probably have the family over, my immediate family, but usually we kind of wait, see if we get a phone call, if we've got to deliver hot dogs to anybody
or
working. Anybody needs me to sound the plan.
Okay, all right. Yeah. This is like it's a busy weekend for you, you don't plan like we're going to have 50 people over.
Because it's going to be
out there.
You might get
emergency. We need 1,000 hot dogs down here.
1,500 wieners right now.
It's got to be like a hot dog surgeon, like just always on call.
Right.
Here comes a homemobile.
Oh, we got to go in.
Yep, exactly right.
Nope. Well, you know, back in the old days when it was the loose 10-pound boxes, you know, we worked all weekend for Memorial Day.
Why is that?
Constantly on call. Yeah.
Why?
Packaging is different now.
Why? So what's the difference? Why would you have to be on call all weekend with the cardboard boxes?
Just because you didn't get the shelf life with the old packaging when it was the loose 10-pound box.
It's funny. But I remember those boxes.
Yeah, I do too.
I remember getting excited seeing that coming out of like my parents' car or whatever.
Yeah, it's a box of goodness.
They got the box.
But then also worried people were coming over. I'm like, oh no, does that mean people are coming here?
Yeah. I want those wieners. Are there vegetarians in the Hummel family? Like, do you hate them?
Right.
Is that a way your kid can rebel against you? It's like, I don't eat hot dog. Get out of the house.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want a tofu dog.
My daughter decided she was going to be vegetarian. That lasted about a week.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm hungry. I said, there's plenty of cold cuts in the refrigerator right there.
You feed yourself.
Eric, thanks for coming on. Thanks for three generations of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like the best ones. We're lucky here in Connecticut.
Yes, the one thing we do right is food.
And the best hot dog in America, in the world, made right here in New Haven. Eric Hummel, owner and vice president of marketing, Hummel's Hot Dogs. Thank you, sir. Chief from Stanford Fire Department texted me.
Oh.
Chief Tom G. Said, don't forget to tell that story as a PSA. So I said, Tom, why don't you tell it?
Please.
Oh, geez, I don't know if I remember all the details, but if I think about it every time I crack open my grill for the first time, because it kind of didn't like freak me out, but I was maybe it did a little bit.
Okay.
So the story, to the best of my recollection, and fill in the blank spots, somebody was cleaning their grill and they had an old grill brush with the wire, stainless steel wire bristles. They did their grill, and then they cooked. I guess the bristles were falling out when they were doing it, and it ended up in their burger or their food, and they ate it, and one of those wire bristles got stuck in her throat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
We had her on.
Yeah.
We did.
And, yep.
Yes, I remember. And every time I look at that damn brush, every time I start doing my grill, and I went, man, I got to make sure that doesn't happen. It freaked me out.
We never used the wire brush after her parent. Like, that was it. I was
ever
done.
Again, no.
Jennifer went right out and bought those blocks.
Yeah, the scrubbing things. Yep.
Yeah.
You can ball up.
You know, they don't last long, though.
No, they don't.
Just keep buying them.
they jam up really quick, but I just watch it. I just watch it real careful.
You can ball up now, aluminum listen, foil and sort of cheat that way. That'll work.
Even if the grill's a mess, that'll still work.
It's better than nothing. It's not going to get you all the way down to like where you get like nice and shiny. Well, here's the grill grates, you want them pretty clean usually. But
did she just the girl who walks by the grill
who cleans
and picks
grill?
Up a hot dog?
You have to clean the grill.
Oh my god!
Listen, if you don't clean the grill, listen to this. If you don't clean the grill at the beginning of the year, if you have the steel grates that rust,
hold on.
If you don't clean the rust proof.
Too many people want to yell at Ashley right now. We need to just all take a turn. Get in line.
I'm going to turn my mic off and eat my sandwich.
She's communicating with me through her eyes.
Right.
She's blinking, widening her eyes, like shaking her head. Like, I think the eyes opening means grill.
Cleaning?
And then she shakes her head. No.
Right.
Grill? No.
Grill? No.
So
you
no.
Don't wash grill? Your feet no. or your grill?
No, AJ, when it rains, you just leave it open. It cleans itself.
It cleans itself. Yeah. The rust is good.
All right, Tom, you can get back to yelling at her.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Yeah, listen. The beginning of the year, you got to do it, or you get an iron burger. If I've done it, I'm like, I don't want to do it, and let me just risk it. You know, you just want to sneak out there and make something real quick. You know, it's time to clean it. If you ever had the rust burger, it is not good. You think it's like the charred up stuff from the burger? It's not. It's not good.
That's exactly the word.
It's gross.
Yeah,
that stuff.
It's like leaving part of a cooked steak in a pan.
Loaded with like carcinogens, like stuff that causes cancer. Like, you got to clean the grill. Don't leave that stuff on your food and eat it.
Yes, have a cancer burger. Yeah, no.
First of all, when's the last time you turned on a grill or went near a grill to prepare food? Other than this is when she's near a grill.
Marshmallow.
Is my hot dog ready?
Yeah, right.
That's it.
She's hovering with her bun.
That's it.
My plate's empty. I want one with cheese, please.
Yeah, exactly right.
Can I roast a marshmallow?
I've tried to grill small vegetables and they just all fall through.
Ew, vegetables on a grill. Gross.
What do you
think?
It's this is carnivore stuff. There's no vegetables involved.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So great.
Why we have some vegetables? Why'd you leave?
Also, just get a skewer, Ashley, and then you're fine.
Yeah.
Skewer.
What were you making? Wait, peas?
What?
Beans.
Cut up the squash.
Stay away from the grill. Geez. Sit at the table with your napkin. I got my napkin. I got my plate.
I got my fork.
This explains why Eric's so thin.
Hey, one other thing.
Go ahead, Tom.
Just one other thing. I heard people talking about, like, the gas sinks low when it's, like, high humidity. LP gas always seeks the lowest level, always. So just keep that in mind when you're playing with your grill.
Like my jokes.
Keeping the gas on, it's always – imagine that water falling down to the – and it'll find the lowest spot. And if there's a ignition source there, kaboomy.
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 That's an official fireman's term, kaboomy.
Can you please say that the next time you're on TV?
Right.
Kaboomy.
Kaboomy. Right, we arrive at Boom and Kaboomy. Had a couple of guys
like,
on the
I
roof.
I like Kablamo, too.
Kablamo. Oh, I love
Kablamo. Yeah. Kablamo.
Did you light your deck on fire, or did you light your front porch on fire, right?
I think these are multiple stories.
Hold on. Somebody else, when I was on vacation, flicked a cigarette, and I had wood chips around my front deck because there's plantings, and they lit that on fire.
The plantains.
And my daughter called me up. She said the house is filling up with smoke. And I said, well, call the freaking fire department.
She's like, what are you calling me for?
But you're the fire department.
I mean, he is.
I'm a fire chief where I am now, not over there.
I meant the other fire department.
And then, of course, the lieutenant on scene calls up, and he's laughing. He goes, yeah, somebody threw a cigarette or something on your wood chips. He said, we got it.
Right. Was your daughter hiding a cigarette?
No kaboomy.
No. Or kablammy.
No kablammo.
Kaboomy.
Almost. That was almost a kablammo. Yeah.
All right. Then did you light the deck on fire, or am I thinking of someone else?
I lit my dog on fire.
Wow.
I never.
You got ashes attention now.
How did that happen?
Yep.
This one dog had 9 lives. I almost killed her 9 times, but in this case, we had a campfire. And she was like a half Roddy, half something else with long hair. But she was a neat dog. Her name was Sassy. So she used to like to jump on my shoulders, like the front way, and like lick my face when she was happy. So we're around the campfire, and she just decides she's going to hurl herself at me. She puts her front legs on my shoulders. She kind of caught me off balance. I spin around. Her tail ends up in the fire.
Oops.
And then that's it. It caught on fire. And then she's booking around, and we're trying to grab her, put her tail out.
She didn't even know?
She went kaboomy.
I'm like, she knows.
They call it KB after that. Kaboomy.
Yeah, I ran over with a tractor. I did a whole bunch of stuff.
I hope
it wasn't on purpose.
You ever think of getting a hamster?
Yeah, or a lizard or
keep
a snake
it indoors.
Or something.
I think why? Just thought.
No, all the Roddies are gone. But, she had 9 lives.
She did.
All right, bud. So, listen, that's all I got for you. I'm out of ammo.
All right, man. Appreciate
Tom's
it.
Tom's a good cook, too. So,
yeah.
Enjoy your weekend. And
Well, listen. Yeah. One day we'll come in and we'll do some more scarp, you know?
Oh, my God. Thank
Let's
you.
Do it.
I love that stuff. It's so good.
You got it, bro.
All right, Tom. Have a relaxing weekend. Thank you for what you do.
Everybody stay safe.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Tom G with the fire department. Let's go over to the police department. Can I say you're with the police department, or are you anonymous?
Too late now.
Well, yeah, it's too late now, but I've been on before, so.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
All right. Can I use your name?
Sure.
It's Richard Bango.
Oh!
The Shelton Police Department.
Dick Bango, how are you?
Sure, man. I was on a couple times before. Good.
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Very good, thank you.
Yep.
Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not, but let me take, hold on. You want me to take my speaker?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bluetooth.
No one's going to give you a ticket.
Is that better?
There it is.
I have one tooth, but good.
Thank you.
We would call that a bingo bango.
Let me pull over while the phone's up to my ear. Yeah. Bango 69, remember that one?
Can't forget that.
It's impossible to forget. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
His name is
Dick Bango, and he had badge 69.
Right.
I got it.
Nice. Yeah. Show me your mustache out of my hair.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, go ahead. Now, looking at Ashley, I'm like, somewhere around 8 o'clock, her brain went home.
It did.
Got in the car, drove away.
Just parachuted right out of her own head. Just like, I'm out of here.
Yep.
You're not going to need me today.
We heard it.
Sorry, Rich. Go ahead.
Okay, so a little busy this morning. So let me tell you this story quick. I'm driving to work here, and everyone's calling. You got to tell this story right now. So I call. A couple years ago, I'm hosting a Memorial Day party. It's a pretty big party, and I was having a hard time grilling and, you know, being a good host to all my guests. So my uncle was nice enough to say, I'll cook, you go do your thing. So he's cooking burgers, and he's sautéing onions on the little side burner there. I'm throwing some shoes, doing my thing, having a great time. All of a sudden, I hear a huge explosion, and everybody's yelling, run into the grill.
Oops.
What the heck happened?
Oh.
Yeah. So, no one knows what happened, so I do a little investigating. Apparently, the cover to the side burner got closed. It was still on.
Oh.
And somebody put a full can of cooking spray right on top of that side burner.
And kablooey.
About 10 minutes later, it exploded.
Nice.
Flew in the air. My uncle's on the ground, burned, dazed, didn't know what to do. Party stops. Everyone's like, what we should do for calling an ambulance. Thankfully, he was okay.
How are the burgers?
Sorry.
Well, he's okay.
The onions weren't the only thing sautéed.
He's got onions as well as eyebrows. Yeah, but, you
know. And that story is brought up every Memorial Day when we have a party. Keep the side burner off. Keep the cooking spray away from the grill.
Yeah.
So did he go to the hospital? How did the party recover?
He didn't. Okay. The party did recover. It was a good 45 minutes of drama, and everyone's tending to him. He's a little older.
I'm guessing there's a lot of cops at this thing, right? So there's a bunch of people who want to jump in and, like, take control of the scene?
Right.
Yeah.
It was like handle. Yeah. It's like, okay, this, that, get some ice pack, just whatever you do.
Potato salad on his face is good.
Yeah. I'm sure after a certain point in time, he was even like, just leave me alone. All right, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. After he was all right and he had a drink, it was a funny story. It was my mother that put the cooking spray on there. Denied it all night long. I had like 5 witnesses whispering to me, I saw your mom.
You had witnesses.
Mom, he was doing an investigation.
Walking around with a pat. Okay, right. So what did you see? Tell me what you see. What time exactly were you walking past the grill?
Where were you at this time? Yeah.
Okay, Ma, have a seat.
What's with the tape?
I had eyewitnesses saying, I saw your mother do it. But they wouldn't come forward. They only whispered it.
Right. So, they're informants.
That's great. All right, we'll let you get to work.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for what you do.
And be safe.
Thank you.
Yes.
Payman Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
Okay, today starts the summer. I don't care what the calendar actually says. It's 3 p.m. when Alan and I are drinking Coronas at Captain's Cove. It is officially summer. And here are the top 5 things I'm excited about for the summer of 2022.
Okay.
Number 5, movies are back. We've had 2 years of no real movies and watching things on our phone to the point where yesterday I came home and my younger daughter was watching an actual movie on her phone. And I said, this is stupid. We need to go back into theaters and see real movies. This weekend is Top Gun. There's this terrible Jurassic Park sequel coming. Thor, this weird Elvis movie
Thor.
That seems like a drug fantasy. It's going to be a big summer.
I didn't think I was going to like the Elvis movie. I saw the trailer yesterday
and
waiting for Maverick. And it really looks good.
Oh,
I think I'm going to see it.
Really? I thought you would be so mad about this.
I was mad, and I hated it until I saw the trailer, and it was so good that we thought, maybe.
I think it's supposed to be, like, trippy. So all his movies, Baz Luhrmann movies, are trippy. They're like Moulin Rouge is weird. So I think I think you're going to leave and be like,
I think you lost him again.
Yep, you're ruining it, boss.
Right, I am.
Yep. You turn the light right back off.
Probably saved me $25.
Yep.
But I'm excited. And there'll probably be buzzy indie movies. So going back into the movie theaters is the thing I want to do the most. So I've seen some here and there. But this summer, like, blockbusters are back. And I'm fired up.
Yeah. It's the summer. The sun's out. Let's get into these movie theaters.
I do believe that, though. So my whole life on Memorial Day weekend, I went to the movies. Like, the nicest day ever. We're going to the 12 o'clock show.
That's horrible.
It keeps that milky white complexion.
Right. I bet none of you saw Back to the Future 3 at noon on Memorial Day, the summer of 1990.
Yeah, you got me.
They went to the Old West in that one.
Ugh.
Nope, just me? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Number 4. I'm excited to look like a pale pig. So
these kind of all go together.
It's like an English pub.
So hello, welcome to the pale pig.
We're going for pie. Chocolate.
That was a good British impression there,
yes.
Ashley.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so COVID hasn't been my friend, obviously, but the air fryer certainly has. So we are in the season where it shirts off. It's good for no one. So my plan is I'm going to drop 10 pounds between now and Labor Day. Well, not now. Not today.
No,
because this weekend, we got to have these times.
Like Tuesday.
But let's make it 12 and a half pounds starting Tuesday.
So between Tuesday and Labor Day, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. So I weighed myself fully nude. This is a hot image for everyone. Fully nude this morning. I was 192. Not a number I love. I want to be 182 come Labor Day.
That's not hard.
Just really, Phil? Just not hard? Well, I'm not going to exercise.
When you eat like a 5-year-old.
Right, yeah. Right. So I refuse to exercise, and I'm not going to drink things that aren't IPAs. So it helped me from there.
Oh, so basically, you're going to pull the batteries out of your scale.
Yeah.
You're already taking some wrong steps.
Right, 182.
Cut out the IPAs and drink everything else, and you're going to do better.
Not doing that.
Then you're never losing weight.
I'm going to live.
It's never happening.
I'm just going to have 7 tater tots instead of 20. I'm going to do
that's
that.
Not going to do it.
No. Well, we'll see. Good Labor Day.
Which, by the way, is the menu on the Pale Pig.
What else do they have, Ashley?
Chocolate.
All right, number three, and the listener got it. Concerts. So last summer we had good concerts. Foo Fighters, Styx, Kings of Leon. I even went to the Beach Boys.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Kind of fun.
Nice.
It's like Mike Love and then Youngs singing the songs in the background. Good. And it was really good. So this summer we basically have something every week. So between the Amp and Westville and College Street and Xfinity, there is a show that you'll know at least 4 songs from, I think, every week this summer.
Wow.
So, you know, so I've already set up where I'm going to go see Sting. He better play them right or I'm going to be mad. There'll be a lot of yelling at that one. Sammy Hagar, John Mulaney's doing comedy. And this weekend it starts with Boston Calling. So it's a summer of concerts.
You're going to Boston Calling?
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow.
Nice.
So Sunday, I've never seen Metallica. Metallica play Sunday, so I'm excited to see Metallica, and they play the hits and they play them right, so that's all I care about.
Oh,
just
they were
play
built
them right.
On their live persona. Yeah,
yeah.
You are.
And like Fire and things. So it's so on Sunday it's Weezer, who I care about, and
how
Metallica.
Can you be angry though? Like
a
Metallica
long time.
Is
you can be angry a long time.
Like 90 minutes of just anger.
Yeah, no, they got the ballads. The Unforgiven.
Turn the page.
Turn the page.
The angry ballads.
And nothing else matters. So they stop with those. But they play.
Four angry, one ballad, four angry, one ballad.
And no more fish platters.
They do the thing that U2 refuses to do. So they'll play a bunch of old songs. They'll play B-sides. They'll play things that fans love, that regular people don't love. Like their set lists are change every time. So it should be at least interesting. And I know all the songs from here. Yeah, we play all the songs, so I know basically everything they'll play.
Yeah, right. I don't think you do.
I mean, I know all the ones. I know Ride the Lightning and Whiplash.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know like some of those old ones, and they definitely will do Master of Puppets, which is the one I care about the most. So get excited. Get a helmet.
Get a helmet.
Number two.
Please wear that shirt to Metallica.
Yep. No.
Oh, God.
No. Chess, you don't think I've already planned
get
my Boston Calling outfit?
Oh, of course
yeah. What are you wearing?
That one has mangoes on
you're
it.
You're going to make fun of me. So,
kittens.
For some reason, every week on the show, we talk about Depeche Mode, and I'm the only person who knows that band. And one of the guys from Depeche Mode died.
Keyboardist.
So on Sunday, I'm going to wear my Depeche Mode 1988 U.S. Tour t-shirt.
To Metallica.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's Weezer
You'd be
and other bands.
Better with the pineapple shirt.
You know what? Number two.
The pineapple shirt. I figured he had one with hot dogs.
I can guarantee you people will come up to me and be like, oh, cool or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to take notes.
In the emergency room, yeah.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to come back here next Friday and say how many people said, like, that's a dope shirt, man, or whatever.
There's a Doc Martin wedge in your ass.
Number two. All right. Of the things I'm excited about this summer. Being stressed out for travel. So I had a trip to Fort Lauderdale booked. Nice. Very excited. They just canceled it out of nowhere yesterday. Email comes and they're like, suck it, flight canceled. I was like, what? Oh, really?
Wow.
So this is happening to everybody. These flights are just getting canceled or they're putting you on random other flights. So I have a couple things booked that involve flights that I'm sure I'm just going to worry about from now till September. It's stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very tense about it. So instead of my fun flight that was going to go direct from here to Fort Lauderdale for like very little money, I'm now on 7 different flights and it cost $1 billion and I'm flying all around the United States to get to Fort Lauderdale. Good times.
So when you say things to be excited about now that it's summer, this excited is mad excited.
Yeah.
Right.
This is confusing.
Excitement. You just got to follow along. Yeah, anxiety excited.
Anxiety excited.
It's a form of excitement.
Excited to be nervous the whole summer about. So I have a trip to Chicago planned. I'm bringing the children to Chicago. They've never been. But is that flight going
to
get
canceled?
You have
to go to the Bean.
We're going to go to the Bean.
Good.
It's on the list. We're going to see Lady Gaga at Wrigley. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Lady Gaga's playing Wrigley. We've got time. And we're going to go on a pizza tour.
Ow.
But all of it's going to get screwed up.
Yeah, but Chicago pizza.
What happened?
What's wrong with you?
I threw threw out my back. I got so excited.
Yeah, because when you put your hands up, feel go again. Out your back.
What's wrong with you?
No, I'm stretch you know before this
no
show.
No one's quite sure. Write this day down. You're officially old.
Yep.
And the number one thing I'm excited about for this summer, it is hot dog season, bitches. Yeah. It's the only time of the year where no one gets mad when you eat two hot dogs. Yeah. It's so exciting. My favorite of the hot dog season.
It is glorious.
Only two hot dogs, man.
All right, and that's it. Have a great summer, and I'll see you this afternoon.
Yes, you will.
A Michigan man.
Of course.
Why did I think this was going to be out of the country?
I was thinking Singapore or something like that.
Yes!
Yeah, you know, because it's really boring over there sometimes.
Well, they do.
It's really boring over there.
How do you know?
There's no real TV shows to watch after a while. It's like, okay, great
right,
sunset.
Let's do
yay,
things
whoa.
To our junk.
Yes, right.
No, but you're right. I do have a stack of dumbass news stories. Listen.
Yes.
And there's about four stories in here of those guys from there.
Yeah.
Putting, like, one guy got his junk stuck in a nut.
Yeah, exactly.
A nut and bolt. Like
a washer.
They need, a nut.
They need things to do over there.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But this is a Michigan guy.
Oh.
Got six kidney beans lodged in his urethra.
How did you... why kidney beans, first of all? It's the biggest bean they got.
Man, you have to start with something small. And right? You don't start with kidney.
And are they boiled or are they like just the hard beans before you boil
they
them?
They have to be. Because like, they're going to just mush them.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Ow.
Yeah, it's like make rice
your
and beans.
Your urethra is so small. Why would you do that?
Oh, he's making weenies and beans.
Wait, you're not married. You've seen one?
Beans and wieners.
Everybody has a urethra.
No, but you've seen someone else's?
Well, what do you mean? It's inside.
Right.
So a Michigan man got six kidney beans lodged in his urethra.
In his pee hole.
During an odd attempt at sexual gratification. Now, you've had a tube in your...
Yeah, I had the catheter. Yeah, blinding pain. I can't see how anybody in their right mind would get off on that.
Yeah.
I begged the lady, begged, crying, pleading, please do not do this. That's how bad it hurts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And she just smiled and did it.
And honestly, this is coming from someone who is willing to put himself through pain for our entertainment.
Yes.
So that, what does that tell
if
you?
If I'm waving it off, it's
that's
not
a great
good.
Point.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I would tell my worst enemy.
Yeah, you put icy hot on your junk just
I did.
For fun.
Right.
Just for funsies.
I would tell someone.
You're going to put your wiener in a rat trap.
That one time, yes. When you stopped me, it's good. I would
thanks
tell,
to me.
I would tell.
You have a wiener.
Shout out to me.
I would tell.
And a job.
I would tell the person I hated not to get a catheter. Okay? That's how bad it is.
You hated.
Hated. Yeah. Someone I hated. I'd
like who?
I don't know. I can't think of anybody at the moment.
Oh, all right.
That's good.
Get back to us within 15 minutes.
I thought he was going to turn around and just point.
Yeah, me.
You guys have... No.
Okay.
I yell and scream a lot and say things about you guys, but just wanted you to know that.
Thank you.
The unnamed 30-year-old patient reportedly wanted to express the beans during the moment, you know.
Yeah, that moment.
That moment.
Well, like a shotgun.
Yeah, I guess he wanted to.
Right. Want to reload?
Shoot him out like a gun. Like
right.
A
doesn't work like that.
Machine gun.
It doesn't work like that. No.
No, it does not. No.
No.
Yeah. It's not a Winchester. It's not a Remington.
He shoved six kidney beans in there.
Well, with a Goya?
Attempted to expel them via, quote, natural emission.
Right.
End quote. When that failed, he tried to remove them with tweezers.
Okay.
What?
My knees are now involuntarily meeting like magnets. Yeah. Use BBs. This way, if something happens, shoot a lamp. Hey, broke a window.
A BB would fit better.
Yeah.
I feel like that can go further inside, though.
Why would
like,
you
smaller
use...
is dangerous in another way.
Who thinks of this crap? Who looks at beans and, you know?
Yeah, just leave things out of there.
Kidney beans, when it's a Goya, it's a Boya. No.
Just leave them out.
How about a piece of corn is smaller?
Just leave everything out.
Yeah, don't put anything
in
there.
The BB is funny if it fires out fast and pops a lamp. Or...
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, actually hit the cat in the butt. You know?
Like it ricochets through the house.
I broke a window.
I shot my eye out.
Right. Oh, no.
Using my own gun.
I shot mom's vase. Yeah. No. Ew.
Yeah. Ouch. No. Ew.
Shep.
So he tried.
No, I'm with you. I'm repeating it because I agree 100%.
Just the echo. Okay, cool. Ugh. Sorry.
I tried to do it with tweezers.
Right.
He failed. Went to the hospital. He said it was the first time participating in this practice.
Lie.
Yeah, with six.
Lie.
With six. Six, yeah. Yeah, how? My first attempt.
Because five no longer did it.
How do you get it to go up there?
Right. Like, how long?
I'm assuming that you push the first
one. There's been other things up there.
You push one, and then you use the other one to push it further, like a little conga line. I don't know.
Clearly, you don't know.
I can't
know. That's a good thing that you don't know.
That is exit only, period.
Yeah. Lie that this guy said it's the first time.
Yeah, really.
No way.
The male urethra is only 8 to 9 millimeters in diameter.
Oh, trust me.
What's a kidney bean?
More than that, for sure.
Yeah.
It's bigger than that.
Yeah, because the catheter thing is kind of thick. Almost like a straw used for milkshakes. That's what I said. Oh, Jesus.
Like,
why do you think I cried?
11 to 13 millimeters in width.
Oh, there you go.
It just doesn't fit.
Yeah, I can't understand what pleasure you get out of that. No.
Have you ever seen a baby come out?
No.
It's like, well, that's not going to be the same.
Exactly.
Right. Like a bowling ball through a garden hose.
It's never going to measure up to this.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like a scene out of Aliens.
Yep.
Like, wow, right. This is...
Yep. From now on,
great.
From now on, the dinner triangle. Come and get it.
But it's a miracle.
Come and get it.
It's a miracle that a baby can come out of something so small.
Seriously. Right, but it's not like you put it in there first, and now you're having trouble getting it out.
Right. Yeah. And then the kid comes out kind of squashed looking, right? A little squozen.
Yeah. Smooshed.
A little squozen. They always have that same look like like the force out of a duty. Yes.
Squozen head.
Yes, the guy's squozen head. Yep. But eventually it goes.
He's got the face that looks like it just came out of a vagina.
Yeah, yeah. It's got that. It's got that wet Saint Bernard out the cat door.
That's not nice to say about AJ.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.